Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. I am just so excited about this show today because we're going to be praying. And how many know that prayer is essential in these times? We need to pray. People want to be a lot of things, but one of the most valued things that I say that I possess is the ability to pray, to be a prayer warrior, to get through to God. Because if you know how to effectively pray and hit the target, God will take care of everything you need. It is essential that you have a direct connect with God. We need a direct connect with God, not a direct connect with the pastor, the bishop, the apostle, the prophet, but we need to be able to tap in and have a direct connect with God for ourselves. So I'm so excited today on this 18th day of July, live out of Chicago, to be here with you on the Quineo radio show. Evangelist Dana Duffy is on the line with me, and she will give us a couple of announcements, and we will go into the atomic prayer. For those of you that are not familiar with the atomic prayer, Dr. Cindy Tram wrote the atomic prayer, and if you don't have it, you need to Google it. I tell people, Google your deliverance. You don't know how to pray, Google a prayer. Google has everything that you need. Get on there or go to your Bible and just pray the word. So there's no excuse to say that you don't know what to pray for or you don't know how to pray. Honey, Google your deliverance and be deliverance and set free in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist Dana Duffy out of Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, out of Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to give us our announcements. Dana, how are you this afternoon? Dana,
Chicago,
how are you this afternoon?
Let's welcome Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. Stay connected via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You need prayer? Call our administrative office. The number is 773 347-345-8722. Again, if you're needing prayer, that number is 773-345-8722. If you are having an event and would like Tamiko Stewart to cover and videotape your event for Cuneo Radio Show, give her a call. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, give her a call at 312-912-2306. Tune in to the National Women Empowerment every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern. We would like to ask you to consider partnering with this ministry. We need your financial support. You can give via PayPal. Email address is give@tamikostewart.com, or you can do a Walmart to Walmart MoneyGram transfer. I have a lunch scripture I would like to read for you today, and it is 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Back to you, prophetess. Back to you, Prophetess.
I'm so excited today to be coming to you to pray. Prayer is so very essential. I'm going to be praying part 1 and 2 of the Atomic Prayer by Dr. Cindy Trim. Yes, the Atomic Prayer. It is powerful. I know some of you have heard of the Atomic Bomb. I'm talking about the Atomic Prayer. There is power in prayer. Do not let the enemy make you think that prayer doesn't work, that prayer is not essential. Prayer is powerful, and God hears you when you pray. Please know that God hears you when you pray. So keep on praying. Pray until something happens, even if you don't hear nothing or even if you don't feel nothing. You know, people get prayer confused with feelings. They think it's all in, do I feel anything? But sometimes you're not going to even feel God. You just have to know that he is, and that he is there in your life, and that he does have you covered whether you feel anything or not. You got to know that God is with you and God hears your prayer. So I'm going to begin with part 1 of the Atomic Prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9:4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and that keep your commandment. I appeal to God, who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive them of their sins. I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend to their prayer that is made into this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified, and I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins, Lord, and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have free passage for my prayer right now in the name of Jesus to ascend into the realms of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, therefore war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke, open every portal, and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, hallelujah, new dimensions and new realms and new territory. Let there be breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into the apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings and I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established, and I recalibrate the spiritual climate, and I decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced by the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me and us now with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic and satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activity and destiny altering images and incantations and ill spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, ritual, altered ethnic hatred and violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate will shift, economic climate will shift, social climate will shift, cultural climate will shift, the educational climate will shift, the political climate will shift, ecclesiastical climate will shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere. Fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment, and I declare that it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, for my relationships to thrive, for my children to thrive, for my loved ones to thrive, for my business to thrive, for my ideas to thrive. My nation will thrive. My government will thrive. My economy will thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of my world. By him, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of darkness. I decree and declare that the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through from prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit through your word. Empower the angelic host to war on our behalf today. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements. Open the gates of psychological prisons and deliver us from the spirits of shame, the spirit of embarrassment, the spirit of harassment, the spirit of iniquity. Lord, deliver us right now from the spirit of seduction and satanic limitations and satanic illusions and addictions and demonic restriction and cultural entrenchments and cultic strongholds and bewitchments and traditions and antichrist cultural environments. Free me, God. Free us from limitations and handicaps and impediments. I refuse to be marginalized, to be stigmatized, to be immobilized, to be terrorized, to be characterized, and to be criticized and tolerated and censored and misjudged. Judged and mishandled and mismanagement. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I wear a cloak of favor, supernatural favor. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short their circuit with them right now in the name of Jesus. Let's go ahead and begin to give God a praise for that prayer. That is a powerful prayer. That is part one of the atomic prayer. And I'm going to pray part two in just a moment. But let me talk to you a little Radio Land. Prayer is essential. Prayer is important. Like I said earlier, if you don't know what to pray, Google your deliverance. Google your prayer. Google this atomic prayer by Dr. Cindy Trim. It's several parts to this prayer. I just prayed part one, and I'm going to be praying part two in just a moment here. Prayer works. Dana, would you just talk about prayer and how important prayer is? Dana, if you could just talk about prayer and how important prayer is.
Prayer is extremely important in your walk with Christ. If you really want to commune and communicate with the Lord, prayer is very essential. And when you pray, believe your prayer. Have faith in your prayer. Believe that God hears you in your prayer. Believe that what you're saying is very important to God and he's listening to you. So I would say that prayer is very important, along with praise and worship and fasting. Prayer is very up there. That's the only way that you can communicate with God if you don't speak to him, although he knows what we are in need of before we ask him, but he still wants to hear it. So if you want anything to happen in your life, prayer would be that number one thing that you would need to basically sustain your relationship with Christ, you know, to be more intimate with him. That is just a requirement that is much needed.
Amen. She is so very true and spoke some true words about prayer being essential. I'm telling people, become a prayer warrior. A prayer warrior has direct access with God. A prayer warrior spends time behind the veil. A prayer warrior spends time praying and communing with God. I'm going to go into another part of that prayer. I'm going to have to check our time here on the radio show to make sure that we're not running out of time. And I just hope that you were blessed by that part one of the atomic prayer by Dr. Cindy Trim. And I'm going to get ready to go into another part if time permits us to do that. We're going to go into another part of the atomic prayer. Right now we have about 11 minutes left on the line, and I'm going to begin to pray part three of the atomic prayer. I hope you are blessed. Go back and listen to this prayer after the radio broadcast. Please go back and listen to the prayer. Amen. So I'm going to pray part three of the atomic prayer. As I told you, there are several parts to the prayer, but I'm going to pray part three. I just prayed part one, but I'm going to begin now with part three of the atomic prayer. We establish the lordship of Christ over this region. I declare that their power is impotent over this region. I declare, according to Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I remind you once again, hallelujah, that the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah. There is none like my God. There is none that is powerful as my God. He is Jehovah Giver. Father, we worship you. We praise you. We will not bow our knees to any other God. Father, there is no other God like Jehovah. Father, we take authority over the prince of the power of the air, and we establish our superior authority over this region in Jesus' name. Bring to end satanic oppression, satanic opposition, false burdens. In your wrath, God, scatter the activities of our enemies, and in your scorn, orchestrate their division. We decree and declare that our mind is free of any and all strongholds. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let me say that again. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We command the heavens to be open. Father, clear the path and reach supernatural highways of any satanic barricade that will hinder our prayers. Hallelujah. We arrest, in the name of Jesus, those entities that are responsible for demonic trafficking, and we prohibit further interruption, interference, and interception. I put a prophetic and apostolic pressure upon heaven. I command every demonic portal to be closed to this region, that they are off limits here. Let there be no demonic and satanic encroachment. As I advance, God, I decree and declare that every stronghold over this region is broken from my mind right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the Lord jams in my mind. He gives me a clear flow in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is unrestricted and unhindered, and it has access to my mind, soul, and spirit. I decree that there will be no demonic hijacking of supernatural insights and prophetic revelations and witty ideas and creative inventions and divine inspiration, wisdom, and knowledge. They flow free right now in the name of Jesus. And every mountain must be made low, and every valley in our life must be brought up, and every crooked place must be made straight, that I now advance in this kingdom right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree that spiritual mountains and relational mountains and political mountains be moved right now in the name of Jesus. I break through that which is insurmountable and impenetrable. I break through impenetrable walls and barricades into the realm of the miraculous, into the realm of the supernatural, into the realm of increased abundance and prosperity and influence and affluence and wealth. I declare that I advance past stubborn problems and situations and inflexible people who stand in the way of my favorable legal, economical, spiritual negotiations right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to move by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the power of the enemy that is responsible for building satanic altars and ancestral spirits of inheritance to interfere with our advancement or to interrupt our progress. I plow my way through the demonic barricades. I decree and declare that every Jericho wall must come down. I possess my possession. I take authority over issues originating from the camp of the enemy. I decree a divine sudden intervention and miracles to happen right now in the name of Jesus. I command every situation and circumstance to come into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. I reverse every curse. I excavate and unearth demonic seeds illegally planted in my mind, my soul, and my spirit. They shall not take root. They shall not be incubated, nurtured, or nourished, fed, or watered. I destroy them now in the name of Jesus. I receive only that which emanates from the mind of God. Seeds of hope, seeds of faith, seeds of destiny, seeds of power, seeds of success, seeds seeds of prosperity, seeds of holiness, seeds of righteousness, seeds of godliness, seeds of ethical dealing, and seeds of morality. I resist and avoid and refuse and abort demonic activities. I break out of every demonic limitation, every demonic prison, every door of brass, every bar of iron. Be blown now into smothering right now in the name of Jesus. I choose to break out of limiting situations. I break the power of imprisonment over my mind, my ministry, my soul, my spirit, my destiny, my future, my voice, my family, my finances, my friends, my associates. Lord, I break out right now in the name of Jesus. I am free. I break free. I declare and decree that I have authority over all destiny-altering activities, over all satanic sanctions, and over every imposition right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every demonic prison will be open, open doors right now in the name of Jesus. I release my church, my future, my nation, my government, my family, my ministry, my friends, my associate, my anointing, my influence, my reputation, my name, my peace, my joy, my happiness, hallelujah, my health, of all confinements in the name of Jesus. I break free right now in the name of Jesus. I break out of barriers, limitations in the name of Jesus. I break free from psychological bondage and emotional bondage and physical bondage and any spiritual bondage, financial bondage, bondage that is created by substance, organizational bondage, ego entanglement, demonic sorority, and fraternities right now in the name of Jesus. I praise you, God, because I'm free. You want to lift up a praise, Radio Land, because you're free on today. You're free in the mighty name of Jesus. We break free. We kick down doors of hindrance and limitations right now in the name of Jesus. We walk into our wealthy place. We walk into our destiny right now in the name of Jesus. We refuse to be hindered anymore in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of hindrance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We are free, and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We extol you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We expect signs, wonders, and miracles. We expect the supernatural. We walk in supernatural favor right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we praise your holy name. We thank you, God. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. We know that all our help comes from you, God, and we praise you right now in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Cornell Radio Show. God told me to pray today, and I obeyed the voice of God, and I prayed. I'm going to turn it back over to Evangelist Dana Duffish out of Jacksonville. She has some announcements. We need you, Radio Land. We need you to partner into this ministry. We need you to sow. Dana, you have the floor.
Yes, woman of God. For those that would like to partner with the ministry, you can give a financial. You can give financially by giving to PayPal. The email address is give@tamikostewart.com, or you can do a Walmart to Walmart MoneyGram transfer. If you are having an event and you would like Tamiko Stewart to cover and videotape your event for Cornell Radio Show, give her a call at 312-912-2036. For those that are in need of prayer, you can call our administrative offices at 773-345-8722. If you would like to be a guest on Tamiko Stewart's Cornell Radio Show, the number is 312-912-2036. Also, I would like to remind you to tune in to National Women Empowerment every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern. Back to you, Prophetess.
Thank you so much, Dana, for those announcements. And I do want to put a plug in for the Diamond Conference. Yes, the Diamond Conference is coming up November the 14th here in the Chicago area. Watch my Facebook page for more information about the Diamond Conference. We're going to have an awesome, awesome time. My covenant sister out of Maryland, Pastor Patricia McDiamond, will be tag teaming with me and the Holy Ghost So watch my Facebook page for more information on the Diamond Conference. I love you all to life, and remember that quitting is not an option. Have a wonderful weekend.